Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Carolina Outdoors. Bill Bartee, I'm fresh back from assignment in Missouri.
Wow. Well, we're ready for a full report here on this weekend's Carolina Outdoors.
Well, fortunately, I was able to get back on Wednesday after the landslide on the westbound lane of Highway 40 over beyond Asheville. Y'all had that big rain close down part of the road, buddy.
It makes it
not
tough.
Very friendly of you.
Makes it tough to travel.
No problem on the eastbound lanes, though. We blew right on through there, looked at miles and miles and miles of people backed up. They did not look very happy over there.
No, for good reason. So if you are heading for the mountains or beyond the North Carolina mountains towards Tennessee and all the western states beyond that on I-40, we have it on high authority to skip I-40.
Well, the good news is it's clear now. So that's the good news. And in doubt, check NCDOT.
Yes. Well, skip it for sure. Because when rock slides are done with and they have all of those cleared, of course, they also have auto accidents. And they had some of that they closed I-40 entirely. And then, guess what? Just like always, anywhere on Interstate 40, they're working on it. So there's a bunch of single-lane traffic, even if the road is open.
The workforces are on 24 north out of Asheville. That's where the workforces are. Now, the good news is they really need to be. That's a concrete highway. It's busted up, beat you to death. But they are fixing that thing as we speak. So that's the good news. Now, I'm back from the Build Your Own Deer Factory in Missouri with a big report of what's going on out there after the horrible winter we had with all that ice cover for about 30 days when I thought all my deer were going to starve to death. The good news is the deer are good and there's baby deer everywhere.
Wow.
I saw a total of 8 fawns in 5 days on the farm. Now, if I saw 8, they're like cockroaches. There's probably 20 more out there. There's little deer everywhere out there, Bill Bartee.
Fantastic. Well, welcome back. Any other reports for out there? You always give us some kind of lowdown on looking for antlers and all of that sort of thing.
Well, none of that going on, but a lot of mowing going on. And the good news is when I got there, it finally quit raining and the farmers are getting some crops in the fields and some good news that way, as well as a little bit of hay being cut because they hadn't hardly hit a lick out there because it's been so wet out there this year. But all's well now. They're getting in the fields and knocking it out.
Well, welcome back. We're glad to have you, and we're welcoming and glad to have you, our Carolina Outdoor listener. This is the Carolina Outdoor Program. The voice over there, Don Yeager, the voice right here, Bill Bartee. We come in each weekend and break down 4 segments of Carolina Outdoor news and people who are making news in our Carolina Outdoor situation as the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's. And Don, as we cover a little bit of the news before we kick into inviting some of our guests onto the program, something that happened this week in Mecklenburg County anyway is they have made an announcement that they're going to add 30 miles of greenways in Mecklenburg County. So this has been a 2-decade ongoing situation where they are continually adding and investing in the greenway system through Mecklenburg County Park and Rec. And the director of the Park and Rec Department, Lee Jones, has been working hard as of recently and is quoting, of course, a 2016 survey that 76% of residents listed greenways as the recreational amenity most needed by Mecklenburg County.
Well, so that's good. Then they won't mind that their taxes went up.
Well, they so
good so news. You're getting your greenways.
They have new and accelerated projects, along with more than a dozen or so other projects under construction or in the design phases. And of course, if you're traveling around Mecklenburg County, you'll see much of this construction going on. And I'll list a few of the 2023 plan, which includes 5 new greenways that is going to add 10 more miles to the system. The Long Creek Greenway is a 4.3-mile segment, Traburn Drive to Oakdale Road. Caldwell Station Tributary Greenway is 0.8 miles. This is up on the north side, Old Statesville Road to Caldwell Station Creek Greenway. Over there toward Paw Creek, a lot of people listening to the Carolina Outdoors, is 1.5 miles from the Little Rock Road to Loy Court. as well as let's get to a few other extensions. The Little Sugar Creek Greenway and Irwin Creek Greenway will move forward and are going to be funded for next year, 2020. Briar Creek Greenway is 1.7 miles from Central Avenue to Monroe Road. This is all going to tie in, of course, to some of the parks that are over in that way, like I think McAlpine Park and such. And the Sugar Creek Greenway, 3.3 miles from Billy Graham Parkway to McDowell Farms Drive. So 30 more miles for people. They say not just for recreational opportunities either. This is for people who are going to be commuting as well, using the greenways to get from their home to the grocery store or from the grocery store to work or
people really do that
in between. So
load up your bicycle and get a big basket on it, huh?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I don't know how far they ride, but if you go down there in the South End or downtown community, the answer would be yes, they really do that.
You think they let electric scooters on there?
I do not know. We may have to look into that.
Don't think you can have a motorized vehicle.
I think
that was what they told us last time around.
Oh, they can't take the motorized vehicle on there.
Can't take the motorized vehicle, can't take the horse.
Oh, so skip equestrian
stuff. Bicycles, foot-powered scooters, and hoofing it, I reckon.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Those things are used, I'll say that. People do enjoy them and get out there, and most of them don't have big enough parking lots.
It is amazing. It is amazing, and a lot of it, I think, has to do with the counterbalance to the urbanization of Mecklenburg County, because whether you know it or not, it is happening. Of course, we are down there in the South Park shopping district here in Charlotte, and it is booming as far as development and buildings and construction and all of those sorts of things as the density increases. No need to point out anything along Providence Road or, as we mentioned before, the South End community, buildings and buildings and buildings. So
that amazes me is all these subdivisions got something against trees.
Something like that.
They cut every one of them down when they start a subdivision.
Well, anyway, in accordance to all of that, that is what we are here on the Carolina Outdoors. We're the counterbalance to all of that because as everything gets more citified, it is a time to appreciate getting outdoors and exercising a little bit, whether it be a fishing trip, a hunting trip, as Don is doing a little bit of scouting on that during his reports, as well as maybe a bicycle trip or a hiking trip. And, of course, we want you to be safe during any of those exercises. Don, a little bit later on in the program, I'm going to come back and have a conversation with you involving creek crossings or river crossings. And that is in the news as of late because of all the high rains that we've had last fall, this spring, and recently. And, of course, as we go into the summer weeks and months ahead, a thunderstorm is never unexpected here in the Carolinas, and that can cause water to get up unexpectedly. So if you're on a hike or maybe you're on a fishing trip, maybe you're in a tail race fishery and they release water that you weren't expecting to be released, we're going to talk a little bit about how to handle yourself in those situations so that you can be as safe as possible.
Or a flooded greenway.
It could all happen, yeah, especially when it is unexpected. So stay tuned for more of that here on the Carolina Outdoors. Hey, speaking of cycling, that's going to be something that we're going to cover right now. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk to Bicycle Sports' own Ben Cooley. Don, bicycling is really still a fairly young sport in the scheme of things. It began, I guess, in the mid-19th century, but we're going to find out what it means here in Charlotte in the 21st century by bringing Ben on. So stay tuned for that. A little bit later on, we're going to stay with the human-powered theme. We're going to have Tim Rhodes on from Run for Your Life, and he's going to give us an update of the running scene here in Charlotte, just in case during these summer months you want to take up this sport, or maybe you want to try to improve your time if you're already involved in the sport. So that's what's upcoming. You're listening to the Carolina Outdoors here with the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.